Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Steelers have begun to free fall here defensively. Is there an end in sight? That's the question. Is there an end in sight to this? Where are the answers? Jerry Dulac just wrote about this at postgazette.com. Bob.
What did he say?
I don't know. I just saw the headline. No easy answers for the
Steelers.
There
are no easy answers.
Defensive
and that's the
collapse.
Thing, because you can't make personnel changes largely at the trade deadline. You might be able to pick somebody up, but it's, you know, they have Jabril Peppers. I haven't played him. That could be a step just to make a change. You know, Elliott's out now.
They have to get the guys on hand that need to play better. And,
that's
and
the
I'm
only
not
way
sure.
They have to individually win their thing, get pressure without blitzing. If they don't blitz, they got to do all of that, and they haven't done it so far.
They've got Shane Steichen, who has torched Tomlin the last 2 years and now has a better quarterback than he's had. Next, the highest scoring team in football. Then they go in to face Justin Herbert, and that team puts some points on the board. Then they face Flacco again. Then they go at the Bears. Okay, not a very good offense. Then
they're in Chicago, and that's...
I know, it won't be an easy game, believe me. Then they have Josh Allen. Then they presumably have Lamar Jackson. Then they have the Dolphins, which should be easy, except that they just put 30-some on the board against the Falcons. Then they're in Detroit for maybe the best offense in the league if it's not Indy. Then they're in Cleveland, where they always lose. And then they face Lamar again, presumably. Bob, this could get mighty ugly.
Yeah, it really can. And it'll give Baltimore an opportunity to get healthy and get on a roll, because that's what they're going to do here, I would think. If they win the game against Miami, I predict they'll be 7-5 after that. And that's just the way they're going to go. They're going to get right back into it. So it's incumbent upon the Steelers to fix this problem now and win some of these games here, even though they won't be favored in any of the next two.
No, they're already a field goal underdog.
So what do you do if you're going against Daniel Jones? Knowing that the run game has been that potent, you have a tight end, which has been their killer over the years, trying to stop any tight end.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because here, you can't really identify one guy and say, we got to stop him. Now you're really facing an offense.
Right. Number one in the league, and they're doing it a lot of different ways. So Michael Pittman's
Jonathan Taylor, I suppose you say that's first, but Danny Dimes can go over the top and you're going to have to deal with Warren. But number one priority is to stop Taylor. Now, for a while last night, they really controlled the Packers' run game, but then Green Bay started to run the ball, Bob.
Yeah, and it wasn't with Josh Jacobs either.
No, it was Emmanuel Wilson, 11 carries for 61 yards. They wound up rushing for almost 100 yards and most of it in the second half, so... I don't know.
And the Steelers did the opposite. They didn't run the ball. Despite a good first half of running, they got away from it.
Let's talk about Pony's nipples. This Wednesday.
He's not going to take any kind of numbing agents, he said, right?
But yeah,
they put clamps on those things when
God,
they try to do it?
That just hurt me. No, I don't know what
I've never seen this happen. How do you steady the nipple? Don't you have to?
Limits, you want to take a stab at
that
one? Oh,
look at me. I have no idea.
Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore this Wednesday, right?
That's correct.
Registration at 5 p.m. The time for the event is 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Ticket price $33, includes appetizers, commemorative T-shirt. Proceeds benefit McGee Women's Research Institution and Foundation. It's called Pony Pierces Cancer. And piercing is provided by Gilded Violet Piercing. And that the actual piercing takes place at 7:30 p.m. There will be a cash raffle with all proceeds going to the charity. Pony Pierces Cancer, brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel, South Hills Kia, South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Hampton Beer Outlet, and Cheerleaders. What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly, sunny weather and a high of 60. Greg Warren, a low of 35. Manny Sanguian. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township.
So where do you think he'll put in the nipples? If you get them pierced, you got to put like something, you know, a little bedazzled thing or what?
Little dabble. Oh, you mean like?
Like, don't you have to have something in there?
Sprinkle gold dust or something on them? Or what do you mean?
If you normally pierce something, you put an earring in.
Oh,
what do you do there?
A nipple ring. Same thing, right? Is that what they're called, Lennox?
I don't know. The way you
a
just
nipple
said that.
Ring?
What is it called?
I don't know.
Well, when you pierce your nipple, Bob has an honest question.
It is an honest question.
What
do you put in there, then?
Do
you put a cross? Do you put a dangling one, like a dangling earring?
Yeah, it just dangles.
It's called a nipple ring, Bob.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank
you. You don't have to look it up. I trust you.
How would you know, Joe?
Well, I thought that was just known.
Well, it's got to be called something.
Yeah, I'm looking at them right now. Solid gold butterfly nipple rings.
Do you think he'll get a butterfly?
He might. Maybe he'll get a Brandon Ayuk nipple ring. A little depiction of Ayuk at the goal line? Limits?
Can we get, like, an interchangeable hook for Pony where he could put, like, old tweets of his on, like, a little slit of paper? And he could wear the Ayuk one on one and Pickett to Pickens is the new Montana to Rice on the other?
That's a pretty long dangling one. That'll go down deep.
That is incredible.
Should be interesting to see how that goes. He threw up today because of a workout. I hope he doesn't throw up then because of that.
Do we all believe Terrell Austin's going to make it through the week here as their coordinator?
Yes.
We're 100% sure of that?
I'm not 100% sure.
Was Canada fired on a Tuesday, I believe?
Yeah, right before a press conference.
Yeah, I think he survives.
I'm going to make a prediction that he doesn't. How do you like that, Limits?
When? I love it.
You think so to be tomorrow?
I think so. It's not
all the more reason we'll have the press conference on at noon at KDK Plus, and you guys will have it right here at 93.7 The Fan, and then you react to it, Joe.
That's just a guess, by the way.
Yeah, I don't.
There's no hard and fast information. It's just a wild guess.
I don't think it'll happen. I think any changes that will be made moving, I think it's going to happen at the end of the year.
Maybe better said it should, but it won't.
Well, the fact that they're number 32 in the NFL out of 32 teams in pass defense is not a good thing.
Can't go much lower. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Joe.
See you guys.
Thank you,
Bob. Bye-bye. Thank you, Joe. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.